have two arenas. We're fortunate enough to have two arenas, and so we've decided to only open up one of our arenas, which is the one in Stainer, in the short term. We've decided to do a soft and hard opening to our facility to have our users start utilizing our facility and start working together to make sure that we're all in a very safe environment. So far it's been working out so good.
Terry, was it a difficult decision or a tough decision to open one in an opening phase and not both and have a phase one for both?
Yeah, it's been extremely difficult, actually. The demand that we have here in Clearview for both arenas is pretty sound, and having to merge the schedule into one arena is extremely difficult. Obviously, not using the Creemore Arena is always a little sense of fear that this is something that we're looking at long term, but it's actually further from the truth. We require both arenas in our township, and it was an extremely difficult decision.
We're with Terry Vachon from Clearview Parks, Rec, and Culture. Tell me about the demand in both of those communities, because they're not necessarily big centers, but they're big enough centers. So I assume the demand in both communities is sky high.
Yeah, it's extremely sky high. It's we operate at pretty much 75% to approximately 75% occupancy with our rentals for both arenas, and we've been growing for the last couple of years. The demand seems to be increasing, which is fantastic. Unfortunately, the COVID 19 virus has halted our demand somewhat. But I think we have a pretty sound plan in place. Our users are ready and willing to work with us, so we feel confident that we'll be able to get through this and obviously provide some much needed health breaks for our youth in our community.
Terry, tell me about phase one. Give me a description or your detailed look or perspective on what phase one will entail at the Stainer Arena.
Yeah, for sure. So, phase one, we're calling it a soft opening, but phase one is a good name for it. So during phase one, we are not allowing folks to utilize the dressing rooms. We've actually split our lobby into, we're fortunate enough to have a fair-sized lobby to be able to split it up into and have like a Section A, Section B to it. So we're going to be allowing the first rentals to use up Space A, and then they're going to allow their 15 minutes to arrive into the arena, 15 minutes to leave the arena, and it gives us and our staff time to disinfect and clean that section, and then allow the next group to use Section B. So we're going to be using alternate sections within the lobby. During phase one, we are not allowing any public skating or any shinny-style pickup hockey. We're only offering the ice to our regular user groups that we have at both arenas. And more importantly, we're going to be monitoring the doors. We're going to make sure that the doors are open during the right time and locked during times where folks are on the ice to make sure that there's no cross-contamination going on.
Lots of protocols to follow, no question, Terry. Last couple of questions for Terry Vachon from Parks, Recreation, and Culture at Clearview Township. Do you anticipate that the Creemore Arena will be open in 2021 in what would traditionally be the hockey season, or it's probably primary use season?
That's a very tough question to answer. In 2021, 2022 season, perhaps, that would be next season. We're fully intent on using the rink at that point in time. But from now until that time, it's a very difficult question to answer. It'll depend on, where the province heads with respect to the, towards their phases. If unfortunately we have to head back into a phase two, then, we would anticipate that the arena would remain closed. We're kind of playing it week by week to see what the rules happen and how everything pans out, and we'll go from there.
Big question marks. All right. Last question then, Terry, and I think I know the answer to this, but how encouraged are you in Stainer or with the Stainer Arena to be taking this step forward?
We're very encouraged. We've been working with our user groups for the last month, ironing out all the little details, all the little protocols. We're very fortunate here in Clearview to have excellent stakeholders and excellent user groups. They're always willing to work with us, and we're always willing to work with them. We feel very confident that we'll be able to pull off a very successful and safe season for everybody, safe for our staff, safe for our patrons. So we're very fortunate. We're very confident.
Terry, thank you very much for this. All the best with your phase one at Stayner, and all the best going forward in Clearview with Parks, Rec, and Culture.
You bet. I appreciate it.